We're all souls having a human experience. That experience is a journey, and each journey is unique. It's through our experiences that we come together and unite. Join soul-led author, podcaster, Reiki practitioner, healer, teacher, and shepreneur, Kristen Aurelia, as she shares insights, wisdom, and knowledge with listeners. This show is dedicated to understanding the complex layers of human behavior. Each episode will continue to illuminate pathways and spark soulful journeys. After all, we are all children of God, one collective consciousness trying to survive the human experience.
Hello, and welcome to the Surviving the Human Experience podcast. My name is Kristen Aurelia, and I will be your host. I'm humbled and blessed that you have chosen to be part of the SheWise family, and I'm thrilled to be part of your journey. I've dedicated my life to studying, observing, and understanding the many complex layers of human behavior. My experiences, both academic and personal, have shaped my journey, pushing me to share insights, wisdom, and knowledge through my show, literary works, and through community engagement. This channel is a uniquely created space for exploration of topics for all things human experience related. Each episode is specifically designed to explore and discuss topics that play a role or have an impact on our human experience. Topics will span across health and wellness, self-discovery, personal growth, healing, and so much more. So join us as we embark upon the journey of awareness, education, information sharing, knowledge, wisdom, and exploration as we continue to evolve and become SheWise. Now for the disclaimer. This podcast is presented solely for educational and entertainment purposes. I am a fellow human being having a human experience and sharing information and findings along my journey. The views and insights shared by myself and guests on the show are the sole thoughts, feelings, opinions, and experiences of those expressing them. You are encouraged to research guests on the show to learn more about their credentials and philosophies as part of your understanding of viewpoints expressed. I am not a licensed therapist, and this podcast is not intended as a substitute for the advice of a physician, coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. So without further ado, let's talk about today's show. So today on Surviving the Human Experience podcast, we have a very special episode for our listeners. We're here with Tam Vayu. Tam is an artist, alchemist, astro junkie, author, coach, public speaker, and founder of Choose Big Change. She also conducts a monthly podcast that airs worldwide with a master astrologer. And her years of coaching experience blend science and spirituality using techniques such as emotional freedom technique, neuroscience, and energy techniques. As a speaker, Tam has delivered topics such as the ABCs of creating change fast and how astrology is impacting your staff. And pardon me, but your astrology is showing. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Tam.
Kristen, I'm so happy to be here with the SheWise team. Team of one, just you.
Yes, just me today. Hi. I love it. Well, thank you for sharing your time with us today. You have so many gifts, and we're really excited to kind of jump in and give our listeners a sneak peek of all that fun and exciting stuff that you're out there doing. So we're going to jump right in because I feel like we need probably a few episodes to cover everything I want to talk to you about.
Okay, sounds good.
Yes. So can we start off first by having you share a little bit about yourself, your background, your journey, how you got into the space you're in, and tell us who Tam is.
Oh, thank you for that opportunity. Yeah, I don't always get to tell like the whole who is Tam because she's a lot of things, you know. I actually live and love in Maine, the beautiful state of Maine. I've been here my entire life. Awesome. I was raised what I would call very vanilla. I had a really average upbringing, middle class, you know, very blessed, two brothers, two parents. They, you know, were married my entire childhood. So I was raised pretty normally. Maybe the only thing that was a little outside of the ordinary in our area, because I was raised in a little mill town, is that my parents were entrepreneurs. Mm. And I literally remember hearing my father use the word entrepreneur. I was about maybe 7 or 8 years old in his den, his office. Uh-huh. And I asked him, Dad, what do you do for work? And he goes, I'm an entrepreneur. You know, he could have said plumber, but he said entrepreneur.
Uh-huh.
He was running his own plumbing and heating business. And And it's kind of funny because in my head I went, that's funny. I always thought he was a plumber. So it's funny how language can trick your mind, right? So I started like answering the telephone professionally, probably that same year that I was about 8 years old, because we had two phones in our house, a bright red phone with a cord on it. And then the regular telephone next to it. So being in business, running a business has been part of my life forever. I remember my mother teaching me how to do my budget when I was like 11 or 12 years old. She would bring me to the plumbing and heating company and let me do the books. She taught me accounting. Wow. All of that stuff. So business is in my blood. I love that. But not only business, it's also the entire, I knew that concept, that whole, why did I know that? Like, I knew that. Like, I saw that in my mind's eye before that happened. Like, the whole, I knew that. So it's kind of interesting. And I don't typically say this on a podcast, but my last name in French is Vailleux, which if you say it in English, voyeur. One who sees, right?
It also
translates to night watchman or one who sees in the dark. So my last name sort of indicates a lot of the fact that I have some gifts. Of course, they lie dormant as you go through raising children. I have two beautiful kids. I now have two beautiful stepkids, all adults, all of them. I have grandchildren, the whole smash. But I went through a divorce when I was around 38, 39, maybe 40 by the time we finalized the divorce. And then I hit my dark night of the soul. Who am I? What am I here to do? What were those 20 years that were a blur? All of that whole thing. And that's when I sort of dug into, I better figure out this thing that God wants me to do. And that's, you know, there's lots of little stories in between of a little bit of corporate and a little bit of banking and a little bit of all that stuff. But always I had this entrepreneurial thing. I started sewing for other people when I was 18 years old.
Wow.
And yeah, I made wedding dresses and I did home decor and I did all that stuff. And I always ran a small side business, network marketing, you name it. So entrepreneurship has been in my blood, and doing a lot of things at one time is also in my blood. And being a child of God and doing God's work, that's in my blood. That's who I am.
I love it. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. That is beautiful. And it's always awesome to see that, that you've blended everything so nicely. You've taken your gifts and you've taken business and you've taken that opportunity and you're using it to do good in the world. So I love to hear that. It's beautiful. So let's talk about working with your clients. So I was doing a lot of searching on information and understanding who you are and what you do. And I came across all of your information on how you work with others to apply science and energy as a change strategy. And one thing we do know, they always say one thing that's inevitable is change. It's definitely going to happen. So talk to us a little bit about the techniques and the strategies you use when you are approaching change with your clients.
Yeah, I would love to talk about that. I started coaching back around 2012 after I had my dark night of the soul and I sort of had to dig into my spirituality. Part of it was like law of attraction. What is the law of attraction? How does that work? Well, then that led to quantum science and then neuroscience. And I started really, really studying and reading a lot of books to really find out what it meant to me. Because, you know, no matter who's teaching what, you take everything with a grain of salt, you take what resonates with you, and then you discard the rest or let it prove itself to you, right? So I was learning all of this stuff and I was like grabbing all this information. And I'm like, it was all working for me. Like the stuff that I was taking was really changing who I was. And I, so much so that I've had people who know me from my childhood and they're like, you're unrecognizable. You're not even the same person that divorced that man. You're somebody altogether different. My change was so deep that my whole energy and my whole aura, people were seeing me differently completely. So when clients come to me, their number one thing they'll say is that they're stuck. I don't know what to do. I can't move. It's like I'm in cement and I need to figure it out. So over my own personal journey, I was able to develop a protocol. It was really simple. It seems like if I could just get to the root cause of why I actually believed in my own sadness. If I could get to the root cause of that story by looking at my history and then finally make peace with that story, I could create change. First thing you have to do is actually identify what are the stories that I'm believing. So I have a very specific system for teaching people how to write their timeline. And in my work, I literally call it a hit list. And Kristen, if you put a star or an asterisk before the letter H in hit list, what would be the word? Right? You laugh.
Yeah,
you
right.
Got it.
Yes.
Right? So you make and change had better be funny and fun and easy, or it's no good. All right.
Absolutely.
So you create that stinky list of your history. And then what's going to happen is a theme is going to show up. And so I had this awful theme of sad, stuck, and broke. All right. So now I know my theme. And I mean broke like mentally, spiritually, and financially by the time I divorced. So you make your hit list and then you find out all the BS inside of it. And you know what I mean when I say BS.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. No, the belief systems, right?
Yes. We're keeping it clean.
Yep. The belief systems that are created by the stories you tell are what you need to change. It's not that I really had a sad life. It's I had a few sad moments that should have disappeared, but I didn't allow them to disappear. I held them. So it was time for me to drop the backpack. How do you drop the backpack of old stories? Here's where emotional freedom technique is the number one system that I love for creating change. Emotional freedom technique is taught by hundreds of people across the world, probably thousands of people across the world. I prefer a system called Faster EFT. And I found that I can get a client to understand cognitively, I have that memory, but no longer feel the pain of that memory. And if you have the time, I'll tell you a quick story that just happened last week.
Yes, please do.
Oh my God. Client story. I love sharing stuff like this. This guy called me about a month ago and he's like, we did all that great work together last year and it's been really good, but I feel like I'm still having grief. This man had lost something like 7 to 10 really close people to him within a series of 5 years. So he had real grief, and we had done a lot of trauma work and emotional freedom technique, but now he was in his mind having a relapse. So we get together, he books one session. He's like, I just want to do the EFT again with you. I'm like, okay, sure. So he gets on the call and I said to him, how do you know you have grief? And so he says, well, I can't really concentrate. I'm not very productive at work. I'm really unhappy. So there's still that grief. I said, okay, now I want you to prove to me that you have grief. You only have it if you feel it in the body. That's the proof in the pudding. Like, I feel the grief. It's in my lungs. I couldn't take a deep breath. If he had said that to me, I'd be like, you've got it. You got grief. You know it. But he's like, what he did was he closed his eyes and he's trying to feel. He scrunched his eyes up and he paused. And then he said, Tam, I'm trying to conjure it up. I can't remember it. I said, you don't have grief. We squashed it the last time we were together. Emotional freedom technique, when you do it well, really does that. So he remembered. He had a pattern of believing grief was his issue. I said, what if it's actually that you might not like your work anymore? What if that's the truth? And his jaw dropped open and his eyes got big and he went, oh.
Yes.
Like, you know, so sometimes it's just a 1 degree turn. So emotional freedom technique, breaking patterns through recognition. Sometimes it's just a conversation to help a person recognize and identify a bad pattern. And then it's things like access consciousness, which is an energy system for dissipating bad thought patterns. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's super powerful. So we ran some access consciousness on him and he was crying in tears of joy by the time our session was done. So we do specific writing. I sometimes will do neuro-linguistic programming with people. It just depends on the person, but it's always, always, always strategy, meaning take physical action on something. And it's also magic. And the magic is where you're doing your energy work. You are moving mountains with your mind. So I gave him two assignments. He needed to write a couple of lists. Mm-hmm. He needed to break the pattern of being unhappy. And what I did to him, I actually assigned him the laughter exercises that are written in one of the books that I published, The Energy Almanac.
Okay, awesome. Which we're going to get into that a little bit later. Yeah. Wonderful. So I love it. So it's almost like you're customizing that strategy depending on what that client comes to you with.
You absolutely have to customize everything. And of course, business is my jam. I love solopreneur coaching for spiritual people. And so his next session with me is actually going to be about productivity. He's not great at prioritizing his work. He okay. needs some help. So we're going to do some goal getting, I call it, some goal yeah. getting through prioritizing and through time blocking and things like that. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's what he needs. So that's what we're going to do.
I love it. Awesome. Well, thank you. Well, we are going to take a very quick break and then we're going to come back and I want to jump in, change topics and go to astrology. So we will be back in just a moment.
Join dynamic mother-daughter duo Kristen and Denise for a live virtual workshop where they'll discuss pathways to promote generational healing to project healthier generations to come. Learn about key components of unlocking your power for self-healing as we move future generations from surviving to thriving. The workshop will be held on May 18th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Register to attend at www.shewisepublications.com.
Light up your world and discover the key to surviving the human experience with Kristen Aurelia. Navigating through life can be a monumental task. Listen each Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network for all things to help you navigate your journey here on Earth. Help, healing, light, and wisdom for all. Join Kristen on a magic carpet ride and discover the secrets to surviving the human experience and become She Wise.
In Kristen Aurelia's latest book, Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience, she shares a journey of a woman who embarks on a mission to heal the physical and emotional damage, as well as the trauma that has plagued her for the better part of her life. She shares her story in the hope that others will begin their journey to find their personal truth, move closer to the light, discover and live out their intended purpose here on Earth. Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience is available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, iTunes, and SheWisePublications.com.
Calling all authors! Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to DreamVision7Radio.com.
SheWise is your gateway to sparking soulful journeys and illuminating pathways in spiritual, healing, and self-help realms. SheWise Publications stands as a beacon for those seeking to share their voice. Beyond the pages in print, the heart of SheWise Publications beats with a passion for helping others connect to their healing journey. Together, let's navigate the complexities of the human experience and discover the threads that bind us all and become SheWise. For the full journey, visit SheWisePublications.com and SheWiseApparel.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Great. Wonderful. Welcome back. So we just really got into a little bit about who Tam is, and we talked about the process of change and the techniques she uses. So we're going to shift gears a little bit and move over to the astrology side of the house. So for some of our listeners, they may be new to astrology, and I wanted to have you take an opportunity to expand a little bit about how astrology can play into the equation in people's lives. Where do they start if they're new to this space? Just kind of like a 101 discussion.
Absolutely. I love it. Yeah. Let me start by saying astrology is most people's dirty little secret. Almost everybody is kind of interested or curious, but they're afraid to say it out loud. The good news is people are coming out of the closet. 30% of women are following astrology really regularly. Pretty cool, right?
Yes, I love 30%.
So hello, if you're the other 20% and you want to come out and shout that out, that's amazing. I would love to, I'd love to hear that. And another really interesting factoid is millennials love astrology. And it's something, the numbers are much higher. It's something like 80%, I think, of millennials are at least looking and know a lot about it. So astrology is, it's a system involving the stars. We could say planets. Planets are simply large stars. These are, for people who are into spirituality, they're large lights that send consciousness to us. Consciousness. I should have said they affect our psyche. So they affect our subconscious. Each planet literally affects your unconscious mind and can sort of drive you or direct you in very specific directions, depending on the strength of the planet in your chart. Most people can identify with, I know I was born in late August, that makes me a Virgo. Or I was born in early September, that makes me a Virgo. Most people identify with their sun sign. But there's much, much more to astrology. And for anybody who is sort of new to it, and I've always wanted to understand it better, the very beginning point for astrology is to understand your sun sign, which is your birth date, your moon sign, where was the moon at the time of your birth, and your rising sign, otherwise known as your ascendant. If you know those three things about yourself, those are they're called the triad. And when you understand and know your triad, you will understand how and why other people react to you the way that they do. So do you know yours by any chance? Because I could work with you.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I need to. I did do some work on this. I don't have all of them, no.
Okay. All right, well then I'll use mine because I know them inside and out and it'll help people to understand. So my sun sign, I was born in September on the 22nd. I'm actually a Virgo. So for people who are Virgos, they're Virgos are nitpicky. They're detail-oriented. They're service-oriented. Virgos are very interested in their health, and they're very interested in productivity. There's the Virgo. That's my sun sign. And at my core, when I'm home alone in my bedroom, I'm a Virgo, okay? Your sun sign is who you are when you're home alone, by yourself, at my core. Your moon is sort of how you do... It's how you do intuition, it's how you do emotion, and it has to do with creativity as well. So knowing that I am a Taurus moon tells me, Taurus is all about your self-worth and your resources, so money and tangible things, right? So knowing that I'm a Taurus moon indicates some of my inspiration. Taurus, by the way, are super, super creative. They love hands-on things. So I know that my creativity needs to be hands-on. That's a Taurus thing. I know that when I'm in it, I don't want to change much. I'm resistant to changing how I am in my creativity. It's indicating my emotional output. I'm pretty stubborn. When I decide that emotion, it's hard to change me. So the fact that I was able to transform through my dark night of the soul, thank God. Yeah. Thank God I pushed through it, right? I was really
diligent.
I was doing my work.
Yes.
Here's that next part that's super, super important. Knowing your rising sign. So the rising sign or the ascendant is sort of your personality. It's the mask that you wear when you're in public. So my rising sign is Sagittarian. Sagittarians are known for being adventuresome, friendly, gregarious. They care about the higher mind. They love publishing. Well, here's the thing. I'm a Virgo at my core. I actually would never leave my house if I didn't have to. I'm a hermit. That's the Virgo part of me.
Okay.
I run businesses. I get on podcasts like this one. Right. I have to be friendly. I have to be fun. The mask that I wear for business is extremely different than that nitpicky, have a schedule, get things done Virgo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're very different, but now I understand why people will see me. Some people will see me and they'll go, oh, so easy to do. They have no idea that I'm dying inside.
Right.
The Virgo part of me is melting and can't wait to go home and put on my pajamas.
Right.
So knowing that about yourself, Kristen, you can know where your opportunities are because there's a planet that represents opportunity in your chart. You can mm-hmm. know where your hurdles are. Where are you going to bump into the same negative pattern? That mm-hmm. is in your chart. What your soul wants to do with you is in your astrology chart. God gave you a birth date, time, and location with specific reason for you to grow. And that mm-hmm. astrology chart will tell you what that's all about.
I love it. All right. So everybody that's listening has their homework. They know that they need to go figure out their sun sign, their moon sign, and their rising sign. Pronto.
So get on it. Yes.
Yes, get on it. We are the Make It Happen crew over here. Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you for that. I think that is super helpful. Now I want to jump into your energy almanac. The 2024 one is out. It's been out. And for our listeners who are new to what the energy almanac is, I would like for you to talk a little bit about it, how you came up with the idea, what inspired you to do it, how does it work, all of those good juicy things.
I think I'll tell the story behind it first, and then I will jump into how it works. Yeah, because to be honest, and by the way, Sagittarian is known for being a truth teller. I'm going to tell the truth, even if it isn't pretty. And I think the story of the Energy Almanac isn't that pretty because I didn't choose astrology, and I never would have chosen astrology. Astrology chose me. I was in a phase of my life. I had been coaching for a long time, but in my heart, I'm an artist. That Taurus moon I talked about, who is super creative, I'm an artist. And I had been coaching and I was tired and I felt burdened. And I literally was praying every night, dear God, bring me back to my creativity. Mm-hmm. So long story short, I went to a meeting with a friend who's in business. I thought she was going to ask me to illustrate her children's book that she'd been talking about. Nope, mm-hmm. She totally was a channel. And she said, your new business wants to talk to you, and I have to tell you something. And she proceeds to tell me that God is saying to you, you're going to write an astrology book. It's going to be annual. It's going to be this, it's going to be that. And you're going to do all the art. You're going to do all the writing, blah, 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 blah. So very smart, entrepreneurial adult woman that I am. I bawled like a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, no stinking way. I'm
up for a challenge, but wait a minute.
You know, my parents were, they were interested in astrology. They used mm-hmm. to kind of tease us it out, but they weren't interested at the level where they could read a chart. They were like, my daughter's a Virgo and my little boy is a Leo. And, you know, they would tease us about like that until I was like reading my monthly horoscope and eventually my weekly horoscope. So I knew like horoscope top level stuff mm-hmm. and I was curious about it, but I was not about to write a stinking book with astrology predictions. So I cried for 12 weeks. There was a long series of amazing spiritual God moments that said, yeah, you actually are going to do this. And basically the channel said to me, you have to wait 12 weeks. You are not actually going to write this book. You have to sit on the idea for 12 weeks. So I spent 12 weeks sitting on my hands, crying every week to my husband. I don't want it. And after 12 weeks, like a master astrologer showed up. She's like, yep, I'll hold hands with you. We'll do it together. And the first book was born something like 8 weeks after that. And I launched the Energy Almanac in December 1st of 2018 for 2019. So people would get that first book and read it beginning January 1st of 2019. And that's how the book was born. I sold 420 books.
Wow.
and normally, like, the entrepreneur in me would be like, is that really worth doing again? And what happened was the feedback started coming in, like, how did you know? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, this book saved my life. I feel like this is a Bible. Like, the feedback was mind blowing.
Uh-huh.
I had done 13 pieces of art, 12 pieces of art for the inside of the book, and then I had done the cover. And they're like, keep it coming, keep it coming. So I just expanded it. I went from just astrology to, we added yoga, essential oils, Ayurvedic techniques, all the other add-ons. So it's it's a really robust book for holistic living. And that's who I am. At my core, I am a person. I believe in holistic living. I haven't been to a doctor in I don't know how long. And like, that's how I live. People are buying it. And the astrology is ridiculously easy to read because it needed to be for people like me.
I love it. I was enjoying it as I was going through, and I was like, oh my goodness. I'm like, what's going to happen this week? As I kept going through, as soon as mine arrived, I really was getting into it because I thought, all right, it's time to see where these predictions go. So I got it. I loved it. I absolutely agree with everything you said. You already know that because you wrote it. However, I see how it does impact lives. So thank you for sharing that gift with the world, because it definitely is something I believe everybody should have at home. If they don't already, you need to order it. We'll talk at the end about where you can get the book, but definitely awesome. So, all right. Well, tell us how it works though. Like, what does it do? How does it unfold? How do people use it?
Absolutely. I love to share that. So the book is pretty comprehensive. It's this year's book. I think it's almost 180 pages. At the front of every book, I put an astrology primer, basic understanding of astrology. You also get a basic overview of the year. If you read the whole front, it'll kind of tell you what's going to play out later in the year. But ultimately, you open the book on the first of the month and you read the overview of the month. There's an illustrated page where you can frame it. A lot of people take that page out of the book, they frame it, and you get a do this, but do not do that for every single week. That alone, if that's the only thing you take out of the book, that alone will be pretty wise. So for the week, this week, April 22nd to 28th, do celebrate through facing your fear. Do not avoid doing transformational work. So it's the week to dig in and really, like, if you're going to start your journey through change, it's the week to do it, right? The planets are in alignment with that. It doesn't sound like Pluto is activating your moon at the third degree. It's none of that. It just says work on change, all driven through astrology. So You get your weekly do this and don't do that. You can highlight when is the new moon, when is the full moon. You can read an overview of the month, but then you get a weekly article, which you should sit down and read at the beginning of every week. I actually set an alarm on my cell phone. My husband and I pick up a cup of coffee. One of us reads it, and then we talk about what does that really mean as it relates to our own lives.
Mm. So
he'll be saying, like, well, in my business, I'm deciding about XYZ. Maybe I should put off that decision until a better week. And so we talk about that. That is how you use it. It's going to indicate which area of life is affected. And then your work to work with astrology is to zig and zag accordingly.
Makes sense. Okay. That's very, it's almost like a roadmap is what I would equate it to as you're explaining it. Yes.
Exactly.
And it's a good guide. It's like you got your map with you and you've got your tools. You're ready to go. Exactly. I love it.
Some of these tools too. That's very interesting because a lot of times within the writing is my coaching, and I'll say, like, hey, get out your journal. This is a question for you to use this week under these planetary aspects.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So you're also requiring people to kind of dig in and do some homework. It's not just information push. It's like, here's some tools and here's some homework to do. And I love it. Awesome.
Called a workbook. Yeah, it's more like a workbook. Yeah.
Yes. Perfect. All right. So what I would love to do next is, since we have you here live, and it's awesome when you get to hear the author read their own work, could you read to us what's happening for this week? So looking at the week of April 22nd through the 28th, what do we have going on? What does the book tell us?
Oh, this is delightful that I get to share this. Thank you for the opportunity. So I'm going to read right at the top. It says April 22nd through Sunday, the 28th, the moons will be in Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, and Capricorn. So if you're a person who only works with moon cycles, at least we have told you what zodiac sign the moons are in. Here we go. With transformation still on your mind Monday morning, you might want to tread lightly. Considering the cosmic rave party of last weekend, you sure deserve a break. Today's full moon in Scorpio can help you release whatever is in the way of your transformation. Read our moon article for ideas that will help you heal those darker parts of yourself. On Thursday, the planet of communication, Mercury, stations direct. Your quick wit and impetuous communication style could find you speaking too quickly again. Stay mindful of your urges to say what's on your mind and tamp it when you can. As the planet exits the retro shade period next week, you'll likely feel it ramp up. It's a better time to take actions, sign contracts and agreements, but it's still not perfect. On Sunday, Pluto begins a three-day transit with Neptune. Mars and Neptune are both in Pisces. Pluto's in Aquarius. Under this Pluto-Neptune transit, expansive visions of a life of love and lollygagging are afoot. Notice an up-level in compassion and emotion. Use the time to dream into your next best concept for your life. Get creative and also make a plan for activating the vision. Pray it up, write it out, then speak it out loud with emotion for best results. Do the work 3 days in a row as a grand way to exit April.
That was a lot.
I will say, I'm not going to read it, but there's more. There's a gift and shadow every week, and those are about human design, which is a next level of astrology. You don't need to understand human design to understand that the gift and shadow are really important to every single week. And they basically will tell you what you're up against. Next week, releasing fear is celebrated. And that's the gift of the week next week. So I just wanted to add that. So the job is then to like decipher all of that, to really go back and say, okay, it looks like my mouth could get ahead of me this week. Let's be mindful about, you know, watching what we say, right? Then transformation is really, really in the air, and it's a good time to use your mind to and your imagination to create the life that you love. And we actually recommend doing it 3 days in a row, doing that work.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Well, I'm excited because I was reading through and doing some of these exercises, but now I have the real deal. I have you here. So we now get a little extra on what we need to do. So very exciting.
It's one of the other things that I do is for people who get on my newsletter, I will often say, write to me, prove it to me that you did it. There's a small level of accountability with me. And I reply to every single email that I get. And it's really fun. It's really fun to see the way that people commit to working with the Energy Almanac.
Oh my gosh, that's cool. I think it's always awesome when you do have that personal connection and the exchange with people, because it adds to the experience itself. So I think that's beautiful that you take the time to do that and people get to hear from the real person instead of, you know, a team or whomever. So awesome. Well, we are going to take a quick break before we come back and allow you to share some of the awesome work you're doing, the services you provide, and how people can get in touch with you. So we will be right back after this quick break.
On this earth, our soul is housed in a body, That body needs to be nurtured with love and care. In Kristen Aurelia's latest books, Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook, she explores ways to care for your mind, body, and spirit. She shares her wisdom gained along her journey in hopes to assist others in proactively caring for their human. Because after all, we only get one body, and it's meant to last a lifetime. Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook are available for purchase on Amazon and SheWisePublications.com. Light up your world and discover the key to surviving the human experience with Kristen Aurelia. Navigating through life can be a monumental task. Listen each Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network for all things to help you navigate your journey here on Earth. Help, healing, light, and wisdom for all. Join Kristen on a magic carpet ride and discover the secrets to surviving the human experience and become She Wise.
Join Kristen for the live virtual workshop, Caring for Your Human. This interactive workshop will incorporate the tools and techniques that Kristen covers in her latest book, Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook, where she explores ways to care for your mind, body, and spirit. The workshop will be held virtually on June 7th, 8th, and 9th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Register to attend at www.shewisepublications.com.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Journey to the Awakening takes you on a journey through many revelations of a child growing up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, uncovering what really happened behind the white picket fence and how this continues to plague future generations. The book reveals, in a very riveting way, the details of multiple past generation secrets. Learning to walk through and not attach to the past will help guide the reader to beginning their own journey. Available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. For more information about Denise Claire's works and upcoming book signing events, visit SheWisePublications.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. So we've covered a lot in this episode, but I want to talk about the message you'd like to share with our listeners and to the world. What would your message be if you only could give one?
That's a trick question, I feel, but I'm a huge fan of brevity. I really believe in keeping things super simple, right? The KISS method, keep it super simple. Mm-hmm. My message to people is to be bold in life. You get one shot and you always will regret the shots that you don't take. So be bold. That's how I feel.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And it's so true. And I think we spend a lot of our lives regretting the shots that we didn't take. Yeah. What if I had done this? Or as you go through life and we go through different phases and ages, it seems like the only thing regretting is what you didn't try. Mm-hmm. Because you can't go back and you can't have yesterday.
You can't. And I think there's, you don't win every single time, but there's so much fun in trying.
Right. So open that business, take that trip,
yep.
Spend the time with loved ones, do all of those things while we can. Yes. Awesome. All right. So please tell our listeners where they can find you, what services that you offer. I know you touched a little bit on that in the beginning, but I want them to know where they can find and connect with you after our show.
Awesome. I would love you to follow my journey. It's a little bit sad that I have two journeys to follow. I have two Instagram accounts, and I'd love you to follow both. I have my art journey. I am an artist before I am anything. And if you love fun, fresh, bold color, if you love pink and orange, then follow my art journey on Instagram. And that's at Big Pink Studio. And the astrology journey and the energy almanac and transformational change, those are on Instagram at the energy almanac. The website to remember that to get you to all of it, really, you can just remember theenergyalmanac.com. I do it all. When you said, when you did my intro and you were saying artist, alchemist, astrology junkie, coach, all of that stuff is everything that I do. Part of my astrology chart is that I naturally always have a lot going on, and it's not something I can undo. People can tell me to stop loading my little red wagon, but my astrology says I'm always going to have a lot on my plate. So if you want solopreneur coaching, that's me. If you love art, come see me. If you, I own a brick and mortar healing spa with bioscale art energy healing. If you want a speaker at your event who's fun and lively, that's me. Like, I do all that stuff. So reach out, go to my website, find out what I do, and let's have fun.
Perfect. Well, thank you for that. Well, we've gotten to the end of our show, unfortunately, but we can always have you back to dig deeper into some of these topics. So we're going to wrap up for the day. And for our listeners, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode of Surviving the Human Experience. And until next time, be well and stay blessed.
This wraps up today's episode of Surviving the Human Experience with Kristen Aurelia, the show where all things human experience related come together and are explored. Join us on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Episodes will be archived on the Surviving the Human Experience Dream Vision 7 radio network website page and will also be accessible at shewisepublications.com. That's SHEWISE publications.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.